They increased only 0.3% in January, and that was way below what most people thought, even despite pervasive post-holiday promotions throughout the retail industry. And this was the weakest gain since last summer. And even if you exclude the typically volatile sales of automobiles, the number was still the same. American consumers have been very responsive, Lori, to deals over the past year, from tax rebates for the first-time home buyers to department store sales. But they have not shown the steady initiative that signals strong confidence, which is what the markets are looking for as an indicator of help to sustain the recovery. Now, there are some telling implications in the categories that did increase. Gas stations, grocery and liquor stores, auto sales, and online merchants. And there are also some telling implications in the categories that did not increase, which are restaurants and leisure items like books, music, and sporting goods. The one big message here is consumers are buying only what they need. Consumers account for 70% of all overall economic activity in this country, so we need consumers, and that includes you too, Lori, to spend in order to have any hope for a reasonable economic growth period ahead. And without significant growth in jobs, though, that's not likely to happen.